Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliating and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these all that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. Bravo, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa. Where we endeavor to bring topics of interest to you that are important to you and only you, simply no one else. Let me introduce myself. My name is Ken, and you are?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, oh yeah, sorry, I forget the name. And we're here to do the show about permanent U.S. entry waivers. Now, you may wonder, how can someone get a permanent U.S. entry waiver? But before we go into that, I wonder, should I pay the tribute for the Queen? No, I have a tribute here. Let's find a tribute to play. For this show, we won't use the one for the Queen. We'll use this one, though.
So you want to be a Queen?
Now, some of our listeners can relate to that, some cannot. But as far as I'm concerned, everyone is innocent. No one did it. Everyone's framed. And that's the reason why 99.9% of the clients we get for U.S. entry waivers and other border crossing issues, we get approved. And I can honestly say, in the 15 years we've been doing this, we've really only lost one case. One case in 15 years. Out of thousands. Now, the cases we get are we tend to focus on the more heinous type cases. I mean, we'll take any case, mind you, but we tend to get the more serious type cases, the violent crimes, like the really heinous stuff. And believe it or not, the heinous stuff is actually easier and quicker to clear than the less heinous stuff. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Oh, I said, are you awake? I guess you're awake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier to get the more heinous stuff cleared than the simpler stuff.
Mm.
Let's say, for example, you had convictions for beating up the police or trying to run them off the road. I could get you cleared probably permanently. Whereas if you just admitted to, let's say, smoking a joint, that's actually much more work. That's actually much harder. Mm-hmm. Much more work. But, you know, if you beat up the police, run them off the road, yeah, you're okay. That's easier, much easier to clear and much quicker. It's the strangest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're focusing on the people who admit to smoking marijuana, and they're getting really hard on overstays. But the more violent stuff, they're actually starting to lightening up on those people. It's the most strangest thing.
Very interesting.
And the people who do like the sworn statements, who admit to stuff under oath, those are very hard to clear. We can get them cleared, but it's much more work. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, so tonight we're talking about. You can sit there twiddling your thumbs. You're going to have coast with me.
Yeah. Today's going to be. I can't stay long because I have to get ready for tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, for Turkey Day, yeah, Turkey.
Tomorrow's Turkey Day, you knew that, everyone.
Well, if they're in America, their Thanksgiving is in November, but they, in Canada, it's October 13th, which is tomorrow. So anyway, so you wonder, again, we get back to permanent U.S. entry waivers. Well, remember, not every conviction / offense even requires a waiver. I don't care what the competitors tell you. I'm here to tell you. Not every offense requires a waiver. Now, in certain cases, depending upon the conviction, we can actually clear them for life. And quite often, the more heinous the offense, the easier it is to clear for life. It's really, really a bizarre thing, but it's all about how the law is written and how you apply the principles of it. That's the key. And also, in addition to that, whatever you admit to under oath is used against you. We had a guy, he had been charged in Indiana with possession of 187 pounds of marijuana. Mind you, he went to court, it got dismissed. He beat the charge because the police did an unlawful search. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
He's crossing over, going to Seattle, and they said to him, hey, tell us what happened. So instead of him saying, I don't want to talk about this, no, I have nothing to say, he wanted to be the nice guy and go in detail. So because they went in detail, this guy needs a waiver now until he's 100 years old.
Mm.
And he's only 24.
Mm.
Now, you tell me, if you know you got something in your past like that, why the fuck are you going to talk about it to authorities?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was thinking. So, anyway, so he needs a waiver for the rest of his life. This same guy, he's going to have great difficulty getting a green card now if he met a girl that wanted to sponsor him. Let's say he's, I don't know, 40. He's going to have trouble getting a green card because he was so honest.
Hmm.
So, but it's just, you know, it's
his
situation, his loss. So anyway, so getting back to permanent U.S. entry waivers. Except certain convictions, and we won't tell you on the show here which ones. We have the list, which ones will qualify, which ones won't. But certain ones will qualify for the permanent U.S. entry waivers. Now, when you get the permanent waiver, you essentially carry that letter. You create that letter for the next 100 years or whatever, and you won't need a waiver. If you go to the website, denied entry to USA.com, that's D-E-N-I-E-D, denied, then the word entry, you know, E-N-T-R-Y, to T-O-USA.com, and you click on the tab that says waiver, and you click on permanent U.S. entry waiver, that's a sample of one of the ones we got for a guy here. His permanent waiver. And this guy essentially likes to beat the police up. And he wrote back and said he did not need a waiver.
Mm.
It's right online right now there. Did you know that?
No.
So if you get a conviction for beating up the police, you won't need a waiver.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to have to leave early. I have to get a turkey.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, you got to make your turkey.
So you're good. You can talk about anything all day, so.
Well, I want this last, you know, I want to make sure these guys, understand, you know, to, stay out of, you know, not get wrapped up in the stuff, and not when they, you know, when they cross. I mean, it's not legal advice, mind you, but when they cross over, they keep their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can also tell them about the birds too. Be careful.
Oh yeah, that's about not getting married, not peeing vagina money. That's a whole another story. Of a different color.
And also, when we're crossing the border, if the girl gets mad at you, she can say something.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm glad you. That's why I have you around.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I thought it was just for the nice hips, but I guess not.
Okay. Until next time, I'm a hip Ken.
By the way, one of my assistants said what I said was sexist. I said, oh.
Okay.
I said, well, this is a show mostly for guys, and, you know, we're guys. But anyway, that's what she said. I can't mention her name on air. So, huh? Oh, yeah, whatever. Don't play.
Drink.
Don't play a hate. Don't be a player hater. Anyway, so, they have something for you. Where you go. This is for you. Oh, there we go. So anyway, I can tell you, like, for example, I'll give you a quick note. What one conviction we can get you permanently cleared? If you have anything, some of the assaults, some of the threats, like altering threats, we can get you cleared for life. Some of the thefts we can clear you for life. Some drug offenses we can clear you for life. If it fell under the Narcotics Control Act, the Canadian Narcotics Control Act, there's a chance we can clear you for life for that. We can also use a special case law from immigration. The thing is, I don't want to go into too much detail here because the competitors hear this and get ideas and steal ideas from us. But if you cannot cross the border, you come to us, and we'll let you know straight up we can clear you for life. We live a platform of complete honesty, blunt honesty, and the clients know I am bluntly honest with them on everything. And if I say you don't have a chance in hell, come see me in 4 or 5 years, and, you know, shake your hand, you know, then you're good to go. If I say nope, you will get cleared for life. I never get 100% guarantees for anything. The highest you'll get from me is a 99% guarantee. 99%. I don't even like the word guarantee, because that's too shady. Because no one can guarantee anything. But I can tell you, you know, depending upon the case, I feel there's a 99% chance you'll be cleared for life. So, you know, like, for people who know us, they know we live a platform of complete honesty. And there's no, no trickery. Because we're not going to tell you what you want to hear just to collect your money. We're going to tell you the blunt truth, whether you like hearing it or not. And I find that when I do that with clients, they tend to come back more and bring their friends, etc. We are very, very busy with new cases. And again, like I said, we like to focus on the heinous cases, but the less heinous ones we'll still take. But the more heinous ones, obviously we charge more. And I can tell you, we do have higher prices than the competitors, but we're also the best. I mean, you know, for U.S. entry waiver, you might find someone who'll do one for $200-$300, but, you know, you're getting what you pay for. You could have a case where you can get permanently cleared, and you get someone who charges $300, if you cheap out. He actually got you screwed, and then you will need a waiver for the rest of your life. So it really depends on what you have, whatever you've told these people at DHS. So, just FYI, the permanent U.S. entry waivers. Take a drink of wine here. I found this sound effect here I want to play as well.
For $1,000, what day comes after Sunday? Brian?
French 10.
That's incorrect, Brian, and guess what?
Give me a hit, man.
You lose. Because marijuana has made you a complete imbecile.
That's kind of funny. So, also regarding U.S. entry waivers, there's some things that do not, I told you, not every offense requires a waiver. But certain things that you may have done or have been accused of, that's not even related to criminality, could require that you need a waiver. Some of the immigration offenses also actually require waivers, so it really depends upon what's that system, whatever you told these people. One of their main DACA systems is called TECS. Let me back up a bit, without going any further. It's Kitty. Are you going to... Okay, Kitty, yeah. A lot of the guys who work for me were former trainers for the system there, so these guys have a lot of internalized, specialized knowledge that we use to get these cases clear. The competitors don't have this advantage like we do. Yeah, Kitty, you do the show with me. Wait, there you go. Don't walk there. Kitty almost got us cut off air. Yep, I have a Bengal cat. That's so funny. Yeah, Bengal pussy, yeah.
He's trying to do the show with
me. Well, he can do it over there. Yeah, I love animals. Especially the two-legged ones with blonde hair.
What?
I'm telling the guys about the permanent U.S. entry waivers and about even things that are not involved with criminality could actually require waivers, like some of the immigration offenses. Now, mind you, some of those offenses, even if you need a waiver, you only need it like for a certain time period, like let's say for, you know, 10 years or so. So, you know, it really, really depends what you have in the system. There's another thing that we've just started in terms of getting data cleared. And we tried it with four people, so we're pending the outcome. Once we found the outcome of that, that's a new tool we have in our arsenal to help get you cleared without even resorting to a waiver. So we're always looking for new and innovative ways to save you money and also get you cleared for life. I mean, bottom line is, if you need a waiver, you need a waiver. If we can't get you cleared permanently, you know, you get a waiver. But it's just that a waiver is kind of like a leash or a noose around your neck. They basically can pull that leash or noose whenever they feel like it. And I don't know about you, but I don't fancy wearing a leash or a noose around my neck and having the government pull it whenever they see fit. So, another thing we're doing in the next few years, we're going to have an international criminal law defense practice. And it's going to be between California, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, and England. So we're working on that, but that's not going to be ready until probably 2018 or so, 2017, 2018. But that's the ultimate goal for that. Because the bottom line is, we want to make sure you guys get, you know, sorted out. You guys get what you you know, you want. We want you guys to be clear, because, you know, you guys have gotten married and have the wives and kids and, you know, want to go to Disneyland. What you guys deserve it. I mean, everyone makes a mistake when they're younger. And a lot of people are framed. A lot of people didn't do it. In fact, no one did it. Everyone's innocent. But the way the system is set up to screw you. I remember once I asked a question and I said, so if the person didn't do this, are they still going to be convicted? And I was told by a prosecutor, we don't care if the person did it or not. We only care what we can prove. So you fellas got to understand that the system is set up to screw you. Now, also having said that, the way the immigration code is written, if you get caught in a lie, that's called misrepresentation. That's a 6C violation. And that's a permanent ban, and you will need a waiver, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's certain ways around that, like certain procedural guidelines, et cetera, et cetera. I won't bore you with the details. But I can show you guys all in the code book, all that stuff, and ways to ensure that won't become an issue with you. The bottom line is, you know, we're happy we get a lot of these people, you know, cleared for life. It really, really just warms my heart. Like, we had one client who couldn't take his two or three kids to Disneyland, and he has about 30 convictions, you know, kind of all theft-related. So, you know, we processed his case, and they tried to backdoor us with his, and write back and say, tell us a reason why he needs to be cleared, or what kind of treatment has he obtained in order to become cleared. That's a backdoor way of them asking, has he used any drugs? So we gave them a backdoor reply. And they were happy with the reply. He got his waiver. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail about, you know, people's cases, because, you know, it's all confidential. But I can speak in generalities. We just got another guy. He has 45 charges. 45. Well, let me backtrack. He broke our record. He has 45 charges, and one was for attempted murder. He told me he didn't do it, which is fine, or whatever. You didn't do it, you didn't do it. You know, you're falsely accused. So his case is pending, and looks like they're going to approve him. Now, mind you, we have another guy, he has like 45 convictions. His is going to be tougher. Because a charge is one thing. A charge is only an accusation. A charge is, okay, for you guys who don't know, a charge is essentially, in layman's terms, an accusation by a governing body that you've committed a criminal violation. An accusation. And accusations are nothing. The disposition is what you want to watch for. You know, be it an acquittal, dismissal, or if the charges are stayed, or if you're convicted. If you're convicted by a governing body, you have a conviction, in layman's terms, which means you did it. So if you, let's say if you're convicted for possession of a narcotic, even though you were just in the home and it was, I don't know, a joint on the table, but because you were next to that joint on the table and they charged you, they can charge anything. But the disposition is the most important thing. So you got convicted. You said, well, I'll cheap out, I'll just get a public defender. And of course, you get a public defender, you're convicted, essentially. And this is what this person did. And he says, well, Ken, I didn't do it. Oh, I said, why'd you get convicted? Well, my public defender told me. I said, well, you did it then. But I didn't do it. Did you get convicted? Yeah, well, you did it. I had to explain to him that it doesn't matter whether you did it or not. If the court of law says you did it, you did it. So when you fellas get charged with stuff, please do not cheap out. Get the best lawyer that you can. And we have a list of lawyers we can recommend you that are excellent. But when it comes to that, do not cheap out. Do not use a public defender. Because if you do, you are done. And having said that, when you get these charges, even if they're dismissed, before you cross over, you call us on the phone. And we'll make sure that you don't do anything wrong that's going to cause you to have to get the waiver. So the bottom line is, with a lot of this stuff, prevention is the key. So if you have good prevention, then you're good to go. Let me take a sip of wine here. I can talk all night in these kinds of things. We broke another record where we have first guy who paid us the most money for one case, and that was $10,000 he paid. $10,000. But we are finding that a lot of the clients with the most money tend to be the immigrants. For some odd reason, the immigrants are loaded with cash. Loaded with cash. So they tend to have... What? Oh, they tend to have the most cash. They tend not to really hound you. They just say, get it done. And they will pay on a handshake. Just on a handshake. They don't want contract. They just want to know you can do the job. And once you do the job, and they're so happy, they tell 100 people. So we get a lot of our clients just from... We don't have to do much advertising. We get a lot of our clients from referral, word of mouth. Because they all know. They all know Mr. Ken won't bullshit them or tell them what they want to hear to collect the check. Because I will turn people away if I think the case, we won't win. And again, remember, none of this is legal advice. None of this is legal advice. If you need legal advice, we can refer you to one of our lawyers that works with us, and he can give you legal advice. Mind you, he's going to tell you the same exact thing I'm saying, except he can give you the actual advice to do it, where I can just give you just stuff for educational purposes only. You decide which way you want to go. But he's the one who can actually tell you which way to go. Just FYI. So remember, none of this is legal advice. It's all just for educational purposes. You decide which route you would like to go. Another sip of wine. Let's see, what else? We covered charges, we covered convictions, we covered permanent entry waivers. I think we covered dismissals, we covered what you say when you cross that that border. Let me briefly talk about Canadian pardons. Lately, the pardon board has been really, really cracking down on these pardons. They're making them really, really hard to get. I mean, we just got a pardon for one guy, and they were going to not approve his. That's because of the fact that this guy had, two traffic tickets and one accident. And the only reason why the only reason why they approved his pardon was because those tickets and accident was just over the 5-year mark. The letter said that had they been under the 5 years, he would have been denied a pardon. Now you tell me, what kind of sense does that make? What kind of fucking sense does that make? Makes no sense at all whatsoever. We had another guy, and I won't say his name, he got convicted in the mid-90s, mind you. I think it was three convictions. None of it was violent type stuff. You know, he paid his fine, etc. He did really no time. But because apparently he didn't pay the $35 surcharge fee, we did his pardon, and they wrote back and said because he didn't pay that $35 surcharge fee, they denied his pardon. And they said the minute he pays the $35, it's fine. But his 5-year clock, because his stuff was summary, because for summary it's 5 years, indictable is 10 years, you know, past your punishment date. After the 5 years after he pays his money, so if he paid his $35 today, his 5-year clock starts today. That makes no sense whatsoever. He's fighting it, but I don't have much hope he's going to win. So, but you guys got to remember, if you get fined, or if you had fines, you better hope and pray, you paid your complete fine, surcharge, and did everything when you apply for these pardons. But if you did not, they won't approve you. That's kind of the new thing. So it's just how the system is set up. Oh, let me give it a number if anyone wants to call in. The number is 845-277-9357. That's a guest call in. So 845-277-9357. In case you want to call in. Well, we're probably going to be on air maybe another 5 minutes or so. I'm just relaxing. It's a Sunday. You know. Nice glass of wine. Had a fun weekend. Went to the pub. The pub was fun. A little bit of partying and dancing, whatever. So, by the way, I hope my English is pretty clear because I have a bit of an accent. Because I've lived overseas, lived in Europe, lived in England. So I try to watch how I pronounce certain words. Because I get teased often by the way I speak. But after I've had a beer or two with some wine, it becomes harder and harder. So, if anyone wants to call in, you should call in. 845-277-9357. So, just a quick recap. You know the difference between a charge and conviction. You know about permanent U.S. entry waivers. You know that we can't obtain them. You know the website. You know the number, the office number. Well, actually, the office number is 888-908-3841. And website again is denied entry. USA.com. So, you know, check us out. We work 7 days a week. You can always reach me. I'm always available. I may just call you back in the cell, but, you know, I'm always around. So, again, if anyone wants to call in, 845-277-9357. Okay, so... it's kind of a last-minute show because I've been really busy the past month with these new cases. We also offer free digital fingerprinting for your waiver if you need it. So we also offer to help you with your letters of reference if you need those as well. We have a lot of small things we do for people that the competitors don't know how to do. So just FYI. And, I mean, money's not a big thing. We'll work with you. We'll do payments. It's really not a big deal. I just want you to get clear. Anyway, so I'm going to let you go. It's 9:45 now. And you have a great day and enjoy life.
Here I stand, done bent. Gotta represent. South Cent, Trope, LA. Every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third light, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up, Chase try to find me. That's when I'm dumping with the Fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G nigga married to this thug shit. Here the COE, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man.
Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Pit as I ride, smoking that cot. Hotel stay lit, my eyes are slow. They flame like fire. I keep replacing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Stop peace if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. Ask free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit 500 on chronic, it's smoking the whole fucking ounce up. Bitches coming, they gon' see, they gon'